Britney Spears with Work B. Bizzo. Not really sure what we've decided to call it. Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse. 7:10 in the morning and 46 degrees here at Y94, the number one hit music station. In about 10-ish minutes from now, we're going to talk to First Initial S, who has something she wants to do that is kind of a gender-bending experience for her. So she wants your advice, feedback on it. Would you ever do this thing? We got her on in a little while. Right now, Maggie, I hope you're ready because this all hangs on you.
I think I'm ready.
It's Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
It's that wonderful part of the show where Maggie does all the work. Rat lights up a stogie, and I put my feet up and have a coffee. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Maggie the Love Doctor, which, by the way, you can submit your questions at y94.com under quick links. Jeff says, I don't know if you have much experience with pregnant women, Maggie, but they want what they want. My wife has been wanting me, and I'm not feeling it. I don't want to hurt her feelings, but a large pregnant woman just doesn't do it for me. How do I tell her that I don't want it until she's had the baby? P.S. We're only a couple of months in.
A couple of months? She's not that large pregnant woman. Like, she's probably barely showing a couple months in.
So what are you thinking for
Jeff? I feel like she's asking for it. You're a guy. Like, how? Why are you turning this down?
He didn't mind giving it to get
exactly.
The baby in there.
No, I don't know. I don't think he should talk to her. I think he should just man up and do it.
Okay. So I'm just going to...
2 months. I'm sorry. She's not that big.
Well, you're taking couple very literally, and I don't know if that's... But let me just ask you a question.
Okay.
And we got to be careful.
Okay.
You do understand...
Yes, I understand.
If he's not like... If he's just not feeling it, it ain't going to work.
This is your wife. You love her. Like, even after you have the baby, it's going to be a while until you get to do that again. Just saying.
So get it while you can,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Exactly.
You sometimes...
Up.
I really usually like your answers. I think maybe Jeff wasn't entirely helped out here.
Well, I don't have much experience with pregnant
right.
women, and I don't know if either one of you can answer this any better than that.
Nope. That's why we did the Maggie
like,
Love Doctor.
I don't know.
Rat?
That's my answer.
I hate to say it, but I agree.
See?
You agree with Maggie?
Thank
yes.
you.
So the answer is get over it?
Man up. It's your wife.
This is all part, like, if it's 2 a.m. and she has a hankering for
yeah.
pickles and whatever, you're going to have to go get pickles. It's kind of the same thing.
Give her your pickle.
You don't
pickle.
Even have to
yes.
get out of bed for this.
Okay. Mark says, Maggie the Love Doctor, can you help me? My wife says she doesn't care where we eat, then says no to everything I suggest. She does this with everything. Pretend she has no opinion, then vetoes every suggestion that I have. How do I get her to just tell me what she wants rather than having to pretend like I have a voice in the matter first?
I am that girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the most indecisive person, and Ray, this is one thing Ray hates about me. So he gave up, and he just takes me wherever he wants to go.
Right.
That way I don't have an option, and if I wanted something else, I should have spoken up.
I
that's
think
how
that's,
it worked.
By the way, I'm pretty sure that's every female.
Yes, it is.
I don't care what we do. Okay, let's do this.
You want
Chinese? No. So the solution is just drive to Applebee's. If you want Applebee's,
yes.
get out of the car, and eventually she'll follow you.
Yes.
Even worse when you're both that type of person, because
mm-hmm.
that's me and my wife.
Bethany says, Dearest Maggie, the doctor of love, my husband recently asked me to spank him and call him a naughty, naughty girl.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not sure if the request was more awkward or the fact that I did it without question, spanked him, and called him a naughty, naughty, dirty girl. Now I feel that there's an elephant in the room. A vibe between the two of us. We haven't acknowledged it at all. What's the least awkward way to move forward?
There is no least awkward way. It just has to be brought up. Like, that was weird. I don't want to do it again. Heat of the moment.
Heat
of
the moment.
That was awkward.
I've been in some moments. I've never once thought.
But have you ever asked a girl to do that?
No.
Thank you. See? Like... See, but like, what was she supposed to do? Heat of the moment, like this
Spank
is happening
me and
right
call
now.
Call me a naughty, naughty girl.
And
See?
You've opened a door. Now
you
have to at least acknowledge that the door has been opened.
It has to be acknowledged, and there's no unawkward way to do it.
It could get weirder.
So you've opened the door. you at least owe it to both of you to walk in and take a look and see what's in the room. Okay. One more for you. This one is Rebecca. She says, Maggie, help me. I was on the boyfriend's computer the other day, and I found a Facebook account logged in for a Sarah. I confronted him on it, and he claims that he created Sarah. She's fake, and the pictures are all off Google Images. He enjoys having Sarah and interacting with men and laughing at all the messages he gets from them. I understood the humor, at least I felt like it did, until he left it logged in a second time, and then I actually read the messages because apparently they were going to be hilarious. Well, they weren't. Now, I don't want to get graphic, but he asked one gentleman, what would you like to do to me? Then this gentleman responded quite vividly. Then my husband, as Sarah, mind you, described what he/she would like done to her. Does this sound like a harmless prank to you, or like my husband is getting some sort of pleasure out of this? What would you do, Maggie?
Ah, that is weird and creepy.
Yeah.
That's definitely not a harmless prank. Harmless prank would have ended at, I'm going to put pictures of a random girl up on Facebook,
yeah,
you know? But to take it that step further and actually, like, private message people, like, that's
Bank
weird.
Bank me and call me a naughty,
no,
dirty girl.
I'm sorry. That's weird. That's not a harmless prank.
Okay. So you would dump him? Or...
Which is her boyfriend?
Yeah.
I think I would have a very serious talk with him. Yeah. And probably break up with him.
Well, kind of interesting
that's
advice
weird
this time around. But I thoroughly enjoyed all the stories. So, hey, this has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
By the way, if with any of these or really anything we do, you're like, that's horrible advice, I got better, you go ahead and you send that in and we will pass that along to the appropriate person. So if you're ever like, Maggie doesn't know nothing, say that. That's fine. Trust me, it won't hurt her feelings.
No, it won't.
Maggie has perfectly good self-esteem. Mm-hmm. She tells me about it every day. Oh. I'm just wonderful. She tells me all the time. So you won't hurt her feelings, trust me. Maroon 5, Love Somebody. Can talk to First Initial S about her drama in a bit, too.
This is Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.